a slightly less well-known Christmas story. Most people, at least in this neck of the woods, are familiar with the story of the first Christmas, having sat through interminable elementary school and church reenactments of the same, featuring what my father used to call little talent. A lot fewer people are familiar with the story of the second Christmas. This could be because of a massive conspiracy involving the Masons, the World Bank, and Monty Hall, or it could be because it's just not very interesting. You be the judge. The second Christmas story also takes place in Bethlehem, but not the one you're thinking of, the one in Pennsylvania. Now, before you write in and say there was no Bethlehem, Pennsylvania in 1 AD, let me just say there was. It just wasn't called Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. It was called Badger Crossing. That was due to the fact that it was a popular place for badgers to cross a particularly nasty ravine. One of the badgers who regularly crossed there was a young seamstress named Imelda. Imelda was engaged at the time to a prosperous young engraver named Winston. For reasons that are not important here, her parents disapproved of the match. This was very distressing not only to Imelda, who was, after all, a fairly headstrong badger, but even more so to Winston, who could not handle the notion of anyone disapproving of him, never mind his hoped-for in-laws. The two love-struck badgers wanted very much to persuade Imelda's parents that Winston had enormous potential as a husband and son-in-law. The scheme they concocted to convince the elder and possibly wiser badgers is the source of many of our current Christmas traditions. Winston was convinced that if Imelda's parents could see him as a generous, good-hearted soul, they would surely approve of their impending nuptials. So on the evening of December 24th, he set out to distribute free tiny engravings of winter scenes to all the little local woodland creatures. Having no pockets, Winston stored these little pictures in his socks. Can you see this coming? Trudging through the snow from den to lodge, his socks got very wet and his feet cold. He began to shiver. When Winston stopped at the home of some otters he knew, Mrs. Otter, that was her name, noticed how cold he was, and inviting him in, offered their fireplace as a source of warmth. He took off his socks and hung them up to dry. Aha, I hear you cry. Sitting in a big comfortable chair by a nice warm fire, fires are almost invariably warm, the tired badger nodded off. It was then that the three little otter children, Desmond, Curry, and Chip, who were slightly more mischievous than your regular otterlings, decided to play a trick on old Winston. Taking all the cotton wadding out of their mother's Ativan bottles, they fashioned a sort of beard and glued it to Winston's face. Sound familiar? Then they gave him a hot foot. The badger woke with a start, convinced that the house was on fire. Screaming fire in his loudest badger voice, he scampered up the chimney in best badger fashion. Once on the roof, being familiar with the tricks of young otters, he realized what had happened and laughed a good-natured ho, ho, ho. He then decided to head home. On his way back, he hitched a ride with 8 deer who happened to be headed in the same direction. And no, they were not reindeer. That is a modern corruption. There are no reindeer native to the region of the United States, currently known as Pennsylvania, and there never was. As it turned out, Imelda's parents heard about Winston's nocturnal gift-giving and were less than impressed. It hardly mattered, though, as Imelda had fallen for another badger named Delano, who was a painter and something of a bohemian. The two of them ran off to Greenwich Village, which of course was then only a small, underpopulated grove, and they lived together in what we would call sin, which just goes to show.